Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
thank you guys for listening in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Call in and give your opinion on today's topic, and let's talk, okay? Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of, CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244, and you make sure that you tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you. Those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, if you are on my show page right now, you can go ahead and click on that icon that says follow this show. Set that up where you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show, okay? Also, we're on Facebook. I promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your Facebook account and search for The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there, and you can go ahead and become friends of the show, and you'll get daily show notes through Facebook, as well as Twitter. If you're on Twitter, we're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to, okay? Again, thank you guys for tuning in, 818-301-5834. Now, today's weather, and I know I always try to give a weather report right here at the beginning of the show, but today's weather has been very, very mild, okay? Probably anywhere from the mid to low 50s today was the only high we could get to. And tonight's going to be really cold. So if you guys are working right now and are getting off tonight, or you're going out tonight or what have you, please, please dress accordingly, because it's going to be in the mid to lower 20s tonight. Okay, mid to low 20s tonight. So be sure and dress, you know, according to the weather. Okay, so it's because it's going to be cold tonight. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, coming up towards the weekend, coming up this weekend, it's going to be really nice going into this weekend. Saturday is going to be nice, and Sunday as well. So make sure that you go ahead and get some kind of plans in order for this weekend, or just sit and relax. It's going to be a really, really nice weekend. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is, and I've been telling you guys that we're going to do a Transitions Tuesday every Tuesday, right? Every Tuesday we're going to do what's called a Transitions Tuesday. Today's transition is from the stove to the microwave, okay? From the stove to the microwave. And when you think about this, a lot of people that listen to my show, probably the majority of my audience, may not understand quite where I'm coming from, but the middle-aged generation, my generation, will definitely understand where I'm coming from. And again, my show is about being 100% with you guys, and that's the way I am. I'm 100% open with you guys. I'll tell you guys exactly how I feel, right? Y'all know that. And that's the way my show goes. It's just the way it is, okay? They say, Frankie, you need to do some research on some of these topics that you talk about. Well, you're right, and I do research on topics sometimes when I need to or when I feel like I need to. I'll do some research and find out what I'm found out about what I'm talking about, right? And but otherwise, if I don't do any research, then that usually means that I have some type of experience with that, okay? And on Transitions Tuesday, which is today, from the stove to the microwave, I have experience with that, okay? Because when I was growing up as a young kid, let's say elementary school, in the early 70s, I remember that, we didn't have a microwave oven, okay? We did not have a microwave oven. But now there's a microwave in every household, probably. I don't know the statistics on that, but there's probably a microwave in every household, right? And so think about it. Today, there's a microwave in every household. There's probably a stove in every household, right? But when I was growing up, we only had the stove, okay? So in the evening, if you wanted to warm up some leftover dinner, okay, you had to put it in a pot and put it on top of the stove and warm it. We would wrap your meat up in some aluminum foil and put it in the oven to warm, right? And I do that now on certain things. Chicken and pizza, stuff like that, I wrap it up very tightly and put it in the oven for a little while and let it warm that away. I can tell you that if you have, say tonight you guys are ordering pizza, okay? You get pizza, come to the house or whatever, or you pick it up, and you're eating, and you're like, man, this is a great pizza tonight. They did a great job tonight. So at that point, you're saying that if I don't eat all this pizza, I'm going to put it in the refrigerator for later consumption. Right, so that means that you you're gonna eat some cold pizza later, or you're gonna eat some leftover pizza later. But when you put it in the microwave and warm it, it's fast. Okay, it's fast, but it's not good, or it's not the best. Okay, it's not like it was when you bought it. Okay, but if you put it in the if you put it in the oven, if you use the stove and you put it in the oven, you wrap it in foil tightly and put it in the oven, after a few minutes of being in the oven, you feel like it's warm and you take it out and open it up, that pizza looks like you just brought it home from Pizza Hut or Domino's or where Papa John's, wherever you get your pizza from. Okay, that pizza looks just like you just brought it in from the baker's. It looks just like that. It tastes great and, no big deal, right? That's how we used the stove a while back, okay? And then all of a sudden, here comes the microwave oven. We're hearing about the microwave oven, and we the microwave oven was upwards of $500 brand new out the store. $500. And now you can get microwaves for $200 or below. Okay? Get you a decent microwave for $200 or below. Right? Back then, you know, a decent microwave would cost you upwards of $500. Okay, that's when they first came out. Just like anything else. Okay? And we got one at our household. Okay? We got a microwave at our house. And we started to use it. Unbelievable about how fast this contraption called a microwave oven, how fast it could heat up or cook, excuse me, some food. Okay? We were, I guess, what you call straight up freaking out on this. And as it, you know, as it turned out to be, it turned out to be a huge, huge thing that a microwave started to go berserk, and it was going into every household. Okay? Now you don't see a household without a microwave. Okay? But like I said, the stove gave way to the microwave. Okay, now the microwave, I've never tried it, but the microwave can't scramble eggs. Okay? It can cook bacon. It can cook a hot dog. But it can't slow cook a roast, slow cook some collard greens. You know, it can't, I guess it can boil water, maybe, or it'll get it hot anyway. And, but, you know, the microwave has its uses, right? Okay, it has its uses, but the stove, primary and viable option, okay? Most people, a lot of people use their stoves every day. Okay? A lot of people use their stoves every day. Cook for the families or whatever. And that's, you know, that's just how it is. You know, we grew up, like I was saying, I was talking to some people at work today. You know, they were saying, like, when they grew up, you know, they could go in the refrigerator anytime, make them a sandwich or whatever, and, you know, if they didn't like what had been cooked for dinner. But in my generation or in my household when I was growing up, we couldn't do that, okay? My mom cooked a meal, and she cooked enough for everyone, so that's what you ate for dinner. And if you was the one to say, nah, I don't want that tonight. Well, too bad. You know, you're going to be hungry tonight because she wasn't cooking anything else. And she didn't want you to waste food by going into the kitchen or into the pantry or whatever and getting something different to eat, okay? She didn't want you going in the refrigerator and getting something, making a sandwich because she had cooked dinner. She didn't cook dinner to throw it out, right? She cooked dinner for everyone to eat. So if you didn't want what she cooked, you weren't hungry. That's what she'd say. I'm not hungry. Well, there's dinner in there. Go eat. I don't want that. Okay, well, you must not be hungry.
And that's how it was. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You're listening live to The Frank Williams Show.
Let's
and
go.
We'll be right back.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could
thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today we're talking about From the Stove to the Microwave on Transitions Tuesday. And I was saying earlier that we use the stove. Okay, we use the stove for everything. Everything we cook, we use the stove. All right? We didn't have a microwave back in the day. Right? We didn't. Okay, so you know, everything was done using the stove. Okay? That's how we cooked our meals. You know, that's how we got our, you know, that's how we got our food. And then there's another thing that the stove makes the stove a more viable option than the microwave. Okay? During, you know, during a storm, it knocks the power out. With us, with the stove, you still have an option to cook some food or even being able to stay warm. Because you can turn that stove on, and it keep you, you know, and it give off some heat, keep you warm, okay? We turn the oven on and open the door of the oven, and that's how we stay warm, okay? But you couldn't turn the microwave on and open the door and get some heat from the microwave. Can't do it. For one thing, it needs to be plugged in. It needs electricity to run. But the stove, gas, baby, straight gas. Okay? Straight gas. And we were able to, and we, of course, we survived from the stove. All right? And everything got cooked, stove. It wasn't cooked on the stove. It was cooked outside on the grill. But the stove was the primary thing to cook. And I think it still is today. You know? I mean, you got all these big-time fancy stoves now that do all kinds of stuff, got 6 and 8 burners on them. And you can even have a pancake griddle on there, cakes on it. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff now with a stove, right? And then, you know, we went from the stove to the microwave. And, you know, that was a new age. A new space age thing that was, you know, it was amazing. I tell you, it was amazing to be able to use a microwave oven in order to cook some types of foods, and even in order to warm up your food.
Okay, it's warm just like that. And then, you know, you got the microwave popcorn. People use, you know, drop popcorn in the microwave and hit a button and it goes and it pops and it voila. Popcorn's ready in a couple of minutes. Right? Well, when back in the day when we were growing up, we had these little aluminum pans that were, you know, they looked like the pie crust pans, the little short aluminum pan, round aluminum pans that the pie crust came in. Well, that's what the pan looked like, and it had a little skinny wire handle on it, and it had the kernels inside of there, but it had a lid on it, and you couldn't break the lid, okay, until you cooked it, or you didn't want to break the lid until you cooked it. And then, you know, you couldn't do it in the microwave. You know, you wouldn't have been able to cook this popcorn in the microwave. The way we did this popcorn, it was designed to cook on the top of the stove. Okay, you put it on one of the eyes of the stove, and you swirled it. Okay, you swirled it, and then pop, 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 pop,
build up a huge aluminum-looking dome on it that the popcorn was in. And then once it stopped popping, you turned off the stove and you had perfect popcorn. And you couldn't burn it because you're right there with it. Yeah, you might put some popcorn in the microwave and forget about it. And you burn it up, and then that's a nasty smell in the house. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And, again, take care of yourselves. Be good. Take care of your families. Have a great day tomorrow. And I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, please. Forget reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder. Pocket the fun, ha ha. When you know that you're never number two, number one gonna be number one. I'll be good. I wish I could. I get this message over to you now. Yeah.